Boise's annual LGBT celebration, known as Pride Fest, ramps up this weekend after 49 people were killed in a mass shooting at a gay nightclub in Orlando last weekend. Organizers have had to make some big last-minute changes to the Boise event. Adam Cotterell has more.
It could go a couple of ways. Fewer people might show up for Boise Pride events because of fear of more anti-gay violence. Or more people might turn out to show solidarity. Boise Pride Fest director Rodney Busby thinks it's going to be the first one. Busby says if they could accommodate all the individuals and groups that have called this week and asked to march, the festival's signature parade would more than double in size. As it is, following consultations with the FBI and police, Busby says Boise Pride Fest is doubling spending on security. And there are other last-minute spending increases, like doubling the budget for porta-potties. He says these will leave the all-volunteer organization with little or no seed money for next year. But one thing that won't change, Busby says, is that despite the sorrow the LGBT community feels after the Orlando massacre, this weekend's Pride Fest is still a celebration.
We will definitely have moments throughout the day where we remember what's happened, but we definitely want to make sure that this is a fun festival event that we still get that one weekend we can all come together and celebrate who we are without judgment.
Pride Fest includes a rally at Idaho's Capitol Building tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, followed by the parade at 11:30. For KBSX News, I'm Adam Cotterell.